People, we back. Well, I'm back. I brought a new long person with me this time, whatever.
Is that the darkness?
Oh, wait, it's like the darkness. No. People, welcome to Movie Spoilers, episode 106, brought to you by Fandango, of course, where you purchase all your Captain America tickets needs. I am your host, the Phenomenal One, and joining me today is...
Here, I'm not getting paid extra for this.
I know, I was about to say, if you jump on the Movie Spoilers side, then I was like, oh man, I gotta fucking write him a check this week.
Conspiracy.
Son of a bitch. Order. See, I was able to get by in the darkness with her with you two Negroes by just saying, oh, that's a Wayne thing, that ain't my shit.
Right. See, you're trying to do two-faced
bastard. Yeah, exactly, now I gotta pay three of you niggas, alright. You sons of bitches. Whenever Z brings that up, I just look at him and go like, it's a crossover show on Throwback. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? If you don't like the working conditions, you can live. Yeah, you see, I learned that in Business 101, baby. Never pay anybody a goddamn dime. And if you have to, hire Mexicans. That's just my rule, though. But anyway... People, I got a ton of comments here, some old ones too, some new ones as well that I just didn't read because, you know, I was out of town and I didn't really give a fuck, I'm not gonna lie. But
look at all that limoncello.
Limoncello, which I'm having some right now. I'm in a peach. They said you're supposed to drink it like wine, so I had it with a nice turkey burger and some asparagus on the side. So I was like, yeah, this actually does run down smooth with it. I'm actually, you know, I need to save at least one of these fucking bottles.
I'm saving my lone bottle over here.
That's why I only gave you one, because I was like, well, if I gotta drink it all, I know one will still be available to me. All I gotta do is just knock on Hey Cody, hey man, scratching and shit like I'm Tyrone Biggins and shit. Hey man, where them red balls at?
You're like that crackhead, don't be a menace. Man, what is that limoncello?
You know what, that is more subtle because we do live in LA, so it's like, man, I got these cheeseburgers, man.
These turkey burgers.
I suck your dick, man. Oh man, we gotta do, that's the next darkness review, people. Don't be a mess with South Central. Back in the Wayne's Brothers prime.
Oh man.
I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what happened to him.
See, that was comedic genius. Fuck the cannon. That's genius.
I like how a lot of people, since I just posted the episode of The Darkness, they like, Nick Cannon was black? Hold on, wait. Hold on. Nick Cannon's a thing or whatever it is? It's like, y'all reaction is just the same as in me or whatever. You know, it must be just an LA thing, because me and you the only two motherfuckers that heard about this shit. It's actually kind of annoying now that I don't know that.
Face his ass up. Apparently, it's not going to happen.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. That cornrow looking stupid, ignorant ass nigga. Anyway, people. No darkness on here or whatever. We're lighthearted on this show. Well,
yes. Well, but you can't be.
Cody's probably drunk right now, and I'm halfway there, so yeah, so.
I got to take it easy, man. We can have straight. It's coming up and just. Not stop.
I'm about to say, nigga, you got a month. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that too. Damn, you're right. Hey, really? Shit.
Better get some of that, them liver pills I told you about.
Put them on order right now.
GNC, baby. They come in a white bottle, green cap. Man, because, you know, anybody that hangs out with us, we like to drink over the extreme, maybe? I don't
know. That's one way to put it.
The last two times, we've had someone with us to do that for us, so...
Oh, well, that's true.
Blake and his drunk ass, so... You know. Funny thing is, he don't ever drink any hard alcohol, neither, and he's already, like, halfway fucked up, though. Like,
oh, man, craft beer, dude.
But you look fine, though. My black ass would be looking at him. Oh, speaking of Blake, I just thought something. You remember the old dude at the place...
Which one? Oh, yeah, okay.
Old dude pulling those two chicks or whatever, and Blake was just staring at him and shit. That shit was hilarious. Now, me and Cole, we don't have to worry about that shit no more. Because any other day, that would have been pissing me off too, though. Blake, people, you don't know our good friend Blake. He's a baker for the Moose Sports, an entrepreneur himself, whatever. We was hanging out with him, and man, he looks like Seth Rogen. He had this stare down at this old man for with these two. They like he had to be in his 60s. They was in like at least 30 or mid early to mid 30s or whatever.
Right.
And he was trying to talk about like fat and ugly. Cody, I don't know about you, but I think I know what fat is. I wasn't fat.
No, that was not.
I like having Blake around because he just like reminds us of what we used to be. He gets drunk like we used to because we hardly do that anymore now because we don't drink as much as he does. And right. And the way he just looks at like women, I mean men, ugly ass men with the hottest ass women to play, he just look at him. See, we can never see that off each other, but with him, we just stare. It's like, I gotta go to the bathroom, dude. Gotta go beat your dick off, huh? You mad, huh? That's what that is. But people, we got, like I said, we got comments on here. I'm gonna talk about that box office. Damn, I was almost about to call you late. Force of habit, people. I'll talk about that box office, Cody. I don't know if you smelled that box office.
That's what that was. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay. And it was plus the pussy juice dripping from that girl I just raped. But, hey, give her a taxi voucher and send her on her way, by the way. But, we got some Blu-ray releases, which I know our friend Wayne and CJ will both be happy this weekend.
Uh-oh.
Got some for both of them. And we got trailer talk with Captain America, Winter Soldier. God damn, it sounds so good this week. But, are you excited?
Yeah, man. 24 hours from now, man, I'll be in the theater.
That's what the hell I like to hear then.
well, from the time this recording, of course, but yeah.
Yeah. First showing, 8 o'clock. There you go. Mm-hmm. Ariana, though, she says, she's talking about Divergence. She's going back on Divergence. She says, oh my fucking god, this film was 2 hours and 26 minutes, and it sure did feel like it. Damn, I forgot it was that long, too. I kind of slept through halfway through this. I don't know. You can tell when I sleep through movies or whatever. Just listen to a review, and you hear Lehu talk more, and you just hear me going, like, repeating shit. She said, I was constantly checking my watch. What are some films you guys think go on far, way longer than they need to? How much time you got here? Everything. No, I was playing. Prisoners, that definitely was one. Transformers, that's another.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
The movie is 2 hours and 20, I think the last one was 22 minutes or some shit like that. I was like,
yeah, oh, 20 minutes of fucking noise.
Somebody told me they liked that movie today. It pissed me off, kind of.
Jesus Christ. Man, I had to try to stay away from those people.
Yeah, I tried. I got on that elevator quick when he told me. I walked backwards like I was in a goddamn horror movie or something. I just looked at him and was like, he came back, though. He chased me down. He's like, you thought the first one was racist? How? And I was just like, oh, man, come on, man. Please don't let me do it. Don't let me get into this rant. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, dude. Come on.
Self-explanatory chip at this point.
I was like, come on, Jazz, man. He was just like, Jazz was just urban and cool. What are you talking about? I was like, oh.
I'm Jazz Urban Cool. He just arrived.
He tried to argue me. He's just like, well, come on. At least the first one was right. I put them on par with each other as far as the racism goes, to be honest.
Yeah, I guess because the first one was some slack. But now I'm like, no.
I put Jazz on the same level as them two ghetto bosses. I was just like, this nigga, he comes out breakdancing. I'm about, I'm Jazz, homie, what's up, fool? I was like, what? And then when he's Megatron's about to kill me, he's just like, you want peace, me son? Huh? Well, I was just like, alright, come on, man. This nigga dies too, and they got this all spark that can bring shit back to life, but yet they just throw his pieces to the fucking trash. Doesn't matter. about you, Cody? What's a film you think goes on too long, though?
You mentioned Transformers, but nothing comes to mind really right now.
Oh, the Lord of the Rings. You know, I never read the books. I don't know if they added extras in there or whatever. Have you read the books?
No, I haven't read the books.
What about The Hobbit? You read that book, right?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, damn. You know what? Well, then I guess The Hobbit is, because I think the book is only like 102 pages or something like that.
That's what puzzled me, explaining the three movies.
Yeah, so that's another one then, that Hobbit trilogy. But all right, man, if you ain't Batman and Robin, that went on for too long too.
There you go, yeah. Batman Forever. There you go.
You know why those felt longer? Because they were heartbreaking.
Yes, it was crushing our soul.
One piece at a time.
Yes.
Somebody brought that up, but I saw that in the theater where they was like, "Maybe we'll go see Batman and Robin." You was just like. You look like you was having a heart attack. I was like, because I was having a heart attack. The longer that movie kept going on, I was just like,
oh,
man. Mom asked me, is Batman gay or something like that? I was like, what? I said, no, mama. You just don't understand. She was like, well, what's wrong with that suit then? I was just like, damn it, man. See, you making this hard for me to explain right now.
What's wrong with those ass shots? Like, what?
What are you talking about? I wasn't in there. Muppets, he says, wow, the box office was not too kind to this film. Do you guys think this movie is a disappointment to the studio?
How much did it cost?
It cost about $50 million, if I'm not mistaken.
What did it take in that first weekend?
Ooh, it took in the first weekend, if I'm not mistaken. I want to say like 11 or 12 million or something like that.
Okay.
And it brought in this week, I think, this past weekend, another $11 million. So its budget is at 42 worldwide. I mean.
Okay, well.
I think the first one made a lot more. So I guess. Right. I think by that matter, they're probably disappointed. It's going to get its money back, but.
Yeah, but it's not going to get much profit.
Yeah, but, you know, the next couple of weeks, we got some heavy hitters coming out, so. Yeah, I was assuming the studio did, you know, but it did come from Disney. I don't think Disney really gives a fuck. If it was like DreamWorks or something like that, they'd probably be like, oh, well, ain't making no more of these. But Disney's just like, that's a tax write off of us.
Well, I guess to sum it up, I guess those Muppets are really most wanted after all.
Most wanted in the bookshelf, yeah. Somebody told me, just wait 3 weeks. You'll see, it'll come back, and I'm just looking at it. I was like, well, this is the second week, and it looks like it's still dropping, so. Really, you think it's going to outlast Captain America and all that?
No.
I was like, oh, okay, all right. And, if I'm not mistaken, Rio comes out after Captain America, so.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
I wish I could have forgot about that piece of shit, but. Especially since they're not going to be an ass shaking Brazil. Remember when we were supposed to go there?
Yeah. Anacondas,
they're
like, nah.
Motherfuckers started telling me, but there's things you need to be careful about. And I was still all smiling, like, I'm careful, man. I grew up in Compton. He's from, well, we got this, don't worry, whatever. He's just like, sometimes anacondas lure to the beach. I said, wait, what now? The fuck you mean anacondas lure to the beach?
Huh?
Yeah, huh? The most dumbest looking, huh? Screaming like Tyrese in that Django tryout. No! Then he tried to show me like a, you know them carnival videos and shit that we had and shit? Where they be partying nonstop. Like, there was one video, like, right on the website too, whatever, like a naked chick getting oiled up and shit like that. And I was like smiling. He was just like, you need to watch out for them too, because sometimes you might have to bring some of the powder with you to. I was like, all right, man. That. You didn't turn this trip way.
Way too many prerequisites to get out of this trip, man.
Motherfucker tried to pump this trip up to me and just like, you could have your own office out there and everything. And I'm all excited and shit. And a week later, after I tell Cody, you know, this motherfucker telling me about anacondas, I need to bathe in bug spray, some of the women, you need to bring some itching powder with you. I'm just like, all right, man. Don't sound like no vacation. This sounds like a death trap. Oh, the itching powder was the thing that scared us. Like, I can see myself now all worried and shit, but as soon as a big booty ass Latin woman, I'd be like, it'd be worth it. Until we get back to the States, I'm scratching like a motherfucker. Like, it wasn't worth it. where we at? Okay. Oh, great. Django. The nigga is silent. I mean, the D is silent. he says, since you're in the process of buying a house or a bigger place, P1, how about I move to California and move in with you? I can be your Allen.
Oh, God.
Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. That's all I have to say. That nigga was living with Corey for 6 months. Hell no. Randomly, too. Just punking that nigga in his house. Hell no. Remember Lena told me some shit like that. She was like, all you need is an island, and you'll be like, set up to be your own Corey. And I just looked at her and was like, yeah, you ain't welcome back to my place no more. Shit. That's the only reason why I don't let people over my place now.
Yeah.
Afraid wake up one morning after a party. Oh, that was a good party. I see a nigga like from fucking half baked sleeping on my couch and shit. Like, what the fuck is that nigga doing?
It's funny, dude. Yeah, because if Django did indeed move there, it would be another Allen situation because they both don't do anything.
You know, that's why me and a buddy today at the studio, we was talking about that we was watching the Tyrese tryout for it. Where I was like, what script, what script is he reading?
Right.
Number one, because I know damn well he didn't get that from Tarantino himself or from any of the casting directors or nothing like that. I think he just made that up on the spot. And right. Two, people asking, so you think it would have been better? I don't think it would have made a difference that you got fucking Bojangles. Because like Cody just said, Jamie Foxx didn't do anything in the film. So,
right.
Not that I hate him. I just don't. He didn't do anything to be to it. He just stood in the background. I was like, what's that mean, boss? What's I need to find my wife.
I like the way you die, boy.
Yeah, what the fuck? Okay, okay, never mind. Take it back. That nigga did do something. He delivered lines horrible. That's what he did. The way you died, damn, you did that perfect. That's that Michael Ealy in you, boy. See, that's that acting talent when you gotta step in for a stunt double. You see that? But Cynthia, she says, and you got a new movie coming out too soon, so you get ready for that. Cynthia, she says, congrats on the move, TPO, but just curious on the new content for the site. Are you going to be doing these independent / limited release films by yourself, or you'll be joined with a co-host? I was mainly gonna do them by myself because I ain't want like shit. I don't want to. First of all, Lehu, he does like 3 fucking reviews and an episode himself. Right. I was like, I don't want to waste up his whole fucking weekend and anything like that. And then CJ, first of all, he lives in Ohio. You know, that's
yeah,
they don't get shit. Exactly. He don't get a goddamn thing out there. So
that LeBron. But see how
it
turned out.
Yeah, once he ran away from there, you know there's nothing going on. He's like, you mean I can get the fuck out of here fine? Oh, fuck, yeah. Shit, tired of these roaches and shit. And Cody's the only one that is close to these films as well, whatever. But at the same time, I'd have to write that nigga a check, man.
I'll come free.
That nigga don't come free. Yeah, exactly. He's one of those educated Negroes, you know? Like, you know, I didn't done. Matter of fact, this week is you've done the most podcasts probably this week.
Wow, you got something tied in the back right now.
Yeah, exactly. You did the raid. You did your first review. Mm-hmm. We did the darkness.
Darkness, everyone.
And we doing the movie spoilers episode. Your first movie spoilers episode. Yes. Only took 106 episodes, but you finally got on.
Made it.
Yeah, exactly. Now he's big time. Now he's gonna be like, well, since I'm doing all this now, people, and I can just branch off to other niggas. You know? I don't need you no more now. You too bougie for me anyway, nigga. Limoncello. So yeah, if Cody wants to join, I mean for shit like that Scarlett Johansson film or something like that, I'm sure he wouldn't be mind seeing those.
Right, yeah, I guess it would depend on the flick.
Yeah, it depends. Like Nymphomaniac, I'm sure he'd want to see that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Part 1 and 2, double feature. It would depend on the flick. The Raid 2, obviously. I mean, that's...
Right, yeah, that's the brainer right there. That's all that
matters. Yeah, it's like, if you ain't gonna go see that, the fuck is wrong with you? I mean, I wonder if he's even gonna still be in theaters this weekend, so... Mm-hmm. So... But we'll see, Cynthia. We'll see if that comes down the road or whatever. I know once I get this place or whatever, and I was telling CJ and Cody this the other night, I have the extra room in there where I'm gonna turn to like a... We're gonna start doing more video shit or something like that, you know? So I might be calling Cody out for that shit, but... Because he is the only motherfucker I do shows with that lives in LA. Yeah. So.
You see our mugs soon, the future.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, hey, you mind if I spend the night? I'd be like, yeah, man, I got a couch right there. Nigga, you got a whole 2 free rooms right here, too. I'd be like, yeah, with that couch right there, though, it's perfect for you.
See my state of mind.
Oh, yeah, I was saying, your state of mind. The floor would be good enough for you. Not your state of mind. Especially if this nigga's drinking.
Like, it's a carpet.
It's amazement that you still make it to the bed. Especially in Comic-Con, too. It's amazing we both made it back to the place in the bed, though. We changed clothes and everything, too. So that shows you our senses were still available at the moment.
Yeah, there's still a part of us left inside there somewhere.
After you did your magic trick, yeah. That shit still baffles me today, too. Like, that's... I practiced with that shit. I had a styrofoam plate the other day. I was just like... There's like, there's no fucking way this shit come out. I was standing right next to this nigga. Next question comes from Sean. He says, thoughts on the new X-Men Days of Future Past and Amazing Spider-Man 2 trailer. Which one?
Well, here are my thoughts on the previous show. So yes, I did. I'll leave the stage to you.
Shit, like Cody said in the Darkness episode, it was like 40 fucking Spider-Man 2 shows. Jesus Christ, they keep talking about this is the last one now.
Right.
As soon as they released that one, they released a featurette with it, and Jim just like, all right, get inside knowing Electro. It's like, nobody wants to know him. Let's be real, whatever. I mean, come on, man. Once again, I ain't seen the movie yet, but they better do something with that story on him, because that shit I saw in the trailer... You don't remember me? You're just like everybody else then. I was just like, oh, you gotta be fucking kidding. Okay, come on, man. Team up with the Sinister Six and you wanna kill this dude just because he don't remember who the fuck you are? Y'all gotta say is fuck Electro. Yeah. That's all I'll say. Fuck Electro. As far as the X-Men Days of Future Past trailer, I don't know what to say. I ain't really got much to say about that trailer. I mean, it looks fine. I'll just give it that.
Oh, wow.
I'm not a fan of some stuff in it, but it's a trailer, so I'll give it the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Again. Again.
It's a much more positive response than I was expecting.
Okay. Fuck them Sentinels. I'm sorry. I was trying to keep it positive. Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man is my favorite superhero, so I'm just excited to see a Spider-Man film, but I don't know. This movie, it looks like it's about to fall 3 times harder than what Spider-Man 3 did. I don't know.
Oof. Damn.
I mean, all this studio, like we talked about, all this studio involvement, and, you know, you got that, and then it looked like they crammed a lot of shit in here just to set up this Sinister Six film, and, like, you know, the first movie didn't really look like it was setting that up, to be honest. I think if they would have set that up in the first movie, just like thrown in pieces of it in there, I probably would be fine with this then.
Okay.
I would have more faith in it.
I can see that.
But I don't know. I think they're taking the focus away from what the story should be about, which is pretty much Peter and Gwen's relationship and what leads up to her death.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me. But whatever. And with this chaos, he says, given that Captain America and Iron Man are probably considered to be the best Marvel movie franchise in plot, I don't know, Captain America ain't had a franchise yet, so, so we can't really say that at all, so, but franchise and plot and character development, do you guys think that Thor is the weakest? I like the Thor movies, but I feel like he's the one I know least. He's an asshole, that's all you need to know. I don't know. It's hard to say with Captain America's, the first movie. I mean, all you literally learn. I mean, I don't know. He just haven't had a franchise yet to really speak on it.
Yeah. See, think about Thor with me, because I really did like that first movie. Obviously, the second movie I didn't give two shits about.
Do you feel like you know him, though?
Yeah, I think I know him enough.
Yeah, I think you know him. Like, you know, you say, like, because that's what she's asking. Do we know him? I'm like, he's an asshole god. I mean, who found more respect and everything just by going to Earth and finding out these people are braver and what they do than he thought they were.
Right.
He pretty much did the Samuel L. Jackson thing. He thought they was an ant and he was the boot.
Yeah.
But he found out that there was more to them than others. So I think that's really all you know. I think that's, in, matter of fact, that's in the books as well. There's really not much to him as a, oh, he wants to save people like Captain America, or like he's this billionaire genius that just likes to make things better like Iron Man or anything like that. So,
right.
I think the one that got the most, to be honest, which they haven't involved in, is the Hulk.
Yeah. That saddens me too.
Part of me is kind of scared to see that, but another part of me is.
Now, why is that?
Well, because the first one, which was the Ang Lee one, was just.
No, fuck that Ang Lee stuff, man. Let's not talk about that.
I'm just bringing it up in general, though, like just Hulk general. Not even not talking about franchise or anything. Like, I'm just saying the Hulk one was so fucking boring. Like that was like a boring ass. That was like up there with the Wolverine movie as far as just being boring and shit. And I thought they like hit it right with the Edward Norton one.
Yeah, I thought that one kicked ass, man.
I thought that one personally kicked ass too. And the fight scene at the end, I think people discredit that movie a little bit too much.
Yeah, that to me is the most underappreciated Marvel Studios flick.
Mm-hmm. And that could be reason why, because Edward Norton is no longer there. Because I'm pretty sure if he was, they'd probably be giving that movie a little bit more praise. Yeah,
right.
Mark Ruffalo. Probably my biggest complaint going into the Avengers was, man, that fucker does not look like Bruce Banner at all. I thought he acted the part very well, though.
Yeah.
He had that nervous geekiness about him and shit like that. I liked that part of it, because I thought Edward Norton didn't do that enough, actually.
Right.
But, I don't know, that the Planet Hulk one, I was down for that. Mm-hmm. That movie, I just didn't know I don't know what they would do with a Hulk movie. And I don't know how big of a range is Mark Ruffalo as an actor to carry out a whole film by himself.
I can think he could do it.
I think he'd be fine too, personally. It's just, I don't know. Don't get me wrong, I'd love to see a Hulk movie. But when you bring up people like Black Panther and Ms. Marvel, I'd prefer to see those more. That's just.
Yeah, those are way overdue.
Yeah, so when they talk about Phase 3, they want to do those, and people saying, where's the Hulk movie? I'm just like, fuck up, shit.
Man, I'm one of those people, man. I want another Hulk movie, so.
I want another Hulk movie, too, but if I had to make a comparison, hey, you gotta have either Black Panther or Ms. Marvel or the Hulk.
Yeah, if you had to choose one, yeah, obviously I'll choose one of those.
Yeah, to make room for the card, I'd definitely be like, well, fuck that Hulk movie. I'll see him in the Avengers, that's good enough. I ain't gonna see Black Panther in Avengers 2, or that I know of.
Right.
Because they were filming in Africa, so. Which adds some questions to that, so I don't know.
We shall see.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm curious to see that, but what were we talking? Oh, so yeah, Thor. Yeah, I don't know. I think Captain America probably is more weaker as far as storyline. Of the character himself, at least.
I don't know. Better assumption that as far as like the movies go, once I see this movie, Winter Soldier, so
yeah, I say Captain America more because he's just a guy from Brooklyn that just I want to help people, you know, it's one of those, mm-hmm. You know, I want to help people, you know, like Superman and all,
Boy
you
Scout.
Know, yeah, Boy Scout, and it's kind of yeah, fuck you, mind your own fucking business, like in the theater, he's a little like. People are trying to watch this, and the dude stands just like, "Yeah, if you don't just shut the fuck up, man." You know.
Of course, you got your ass whooped.
I wish that was in our time, and he said that whatever. They had a shot his ass. Like,
you know, shut what?
The fuck you say, nigga? Trying to watch this Tyler Perry movie right now. So that's just me. I don't know. I mean, shit. Because if I was a god, I'd be an asshole too.
That's automatic.
Yeah, that's an automatic. You get the you're in shape. You're beautiful. You fucking get all the women on Asgard want to fuck you.
You have a hammer.
Yeah, exactly. You gonna be king soon? Come on, man. The people on Earth think of you as myths. You're like legend to them and shit like that. You know, it's just like, yeah, you, shit, yeah, fuck yeah. You got a black butler that opens the door for you? I mean, you know that motherfucker be peeping on Jane. You know that, right? I see your lady down there, Thor. What do you see?
Thor, oh, this one, I like.
She's a keeper. When they gonna make that porno movie? Come on, Natalie. If this don't work out for you, I mean, shit. Actually, you know what? To go back to a question, yeah, I guess that is sad for her because she's probably the best female actress to ever be part of a... Well, I don't know about that. I ain't gonna go that far. But she's one of the best actresses, female actresses, to be teamed up with in a superhero film, and she's kind of like the weakest as well.
Yeah. Ironic.
Yeah. Funny how that goes. Probably the hottest, too.
That's a story for another podcast, but...
I'm thinking. Hold on. I'm thinking. Trying to think.
I love me some Hayley Atwell, man. So.
Okay, well, then never mind. Yeah, Hayley Atwell, man. She wore that old-ass 1920 suit on her. I was just like, girl, I would love it.
You know, she in that red dress.
All right, next question. My murder boner just went up. I'd have been like, hey, baby, I got a Captain America shield, too. You know? Plus, she's got that voice, too. Oh, my. Uh-huh. Man, I hope she's hot when she's old. I'm just put that red lipstick on, baby. I look old in this still. I don't give a fuck. Put it on, bitch. Holly, she says, okay, you guys kind of sold me on wanting to see this Noah film for that crazy horror twist.
Y'all sold me.
Did you guys expect that to happen? And what's a film that completely caught you off guard and did a 180 from your initial thoughts? I ain't gonna lie, that Noah film, man, that I still think about that ending. How they wrote him to be just a crazy motherfucker. That is perfect. I don't know if it's miswriting or not, I ain't a religious person, but from what I hear, Noah was a great man. And if this is the story of him, then...
Darren Aronofsky, he wasn't. Fuck.
Man, did you see that movie?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, my God. The first half was boring. You get past that... I forgot how long it is. Get past the first 40 minutes, whatever. And when they go in that boat, man, oh my God, that motherfucker starts yelling at the sky and shit. He turns around slowly, pulls out knives and shit. And
he's forgot I'm on the boat song.
Let's just say this. If Winston was on that boat with him, Winston would have jumped overboard. He'd be like, fuck this. I was talking to somebody. Like, I love that scene where Emma Watson and her boyfriend, they built this little raft boat to get away or whatever, and it was like, we're leaving, mother, we'll see you maybe in the next life, whatever. And Noah, and they look up at the sky and they see Noah just standing there looking, and then they're just like, Noah, we're leaving, look what you made us do. And he just take like two rocks together and throws that shit at the boat, and the boat just catches on fire and shit, and he just walks away slowly, and they're like, no. It sound like Tyrese again. There's a scene where Emma Watson is like, oh, did my water break? And the mother's like, no, it didn't break. And she looks behind her shoulder and Noah's just sitting on an edge in the corner just looking at it. So it's like, oh my God. He is waiting patiently for this baby to come out. Oh my God.
That's awesome.
But what's a film that completely caught you off guard and did a 180 from your initial thoughts?
For me, I gotta go with Looper.
Oh, man.
I'm not saying that necessarily in a positive way, because I wasn't too fond of what the direction it went to, but I can appreciate what they were trying to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Where did you think it was going to go with Looper? Did you thought this before you saw it, or while you were watching it?
Before I saw it. I thought it was going to be a straight-up Bruce Willis, Joseph Gordon-Levitt foot chase.
Ah, I got you. Yeah, yeah. I kind of thought that, too, from the trailer. I thought it was going to be, like, him hunting down Bruce Willis or whatever, then they team up at the end or some shit like that.
Right. That's what I really wanted. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like that ending, though. That kid was a fucking bastard, all right? He needed to die, all right? Did you see the look in that kid's eyes?
the actor for that kid was great.
That kid should team up with fucking Noah and his motherfucker. ultimate psychopath movie.
Oh, God. Please, somebody write this.
The ultimate. I looked up pictures of that kid when me and Lena did their review, and I was just like, oh, my God, this kid, that's not makeup. That is his normal look. He naturally looks like that kid. I'm waiting for that sequel, though, where he just fucks everything up. That motherfucker lives at the end. I got one. From Dusk Till Dawn.
Okay. Let's get one.
That one still baffles me today. Recently saw that on Throwback Tuesday. And I was just watching it again because I remember I kind of liked it growing up. Now this is the first time I watched it as an adult. And I'm just staring. And I was just like, man, this is a badass first half right here. Right. I mean, shit, you got raping in here. Quentin Tarantino is just like out of control. George Clooney is like this smooth criminal shit. Yeah,
I love George Clooney in that movie, man.
Like you want to hang out with him at the beginning of that movie, huh? Yeah. And then this vampire shit happens. Which, mind you, I did have fun with.
Uh-huh.
I just saw two different movies that I could have had fun with.
Right.
So, yeah, that did a 180 on my ass where I got lost. So, I think that's an obvious one, though. Oh, another one is, once again, Transformers.
Really? That did a 180 on you?
Yeah, the first one. I thought it was going to be actually... When I heard this coming out, I was excited as hell. I couldn't wait. Okay. I remember talking about it at the front.
I was the same way.
And then when I saw, like, the first 25 minutes and Anthony Anderson pops up, and I was like, all right, I didn't know this nigga was in the movie.
I totally forgot
about it. Nobody told me this nigga was in the movie.
Oh, boy. Little do we know what was to come from that franchise. All
right, man. And then what's that motherfucking he was a CIA agent. I forgot the nigga name now. Damn, what's his name?
Oh, John Turturro.
John Turturro. Oh, my. The fuck was he doing?
Man, that was embarrassing, annoying. Dude.
That was embarrassing, man. I'm sorry. Always got some piss or fart jokes with these robots in them. And the first one, Bumblebee pisses on them. Second one, they got balls and shit. Third one, for some odd reason, they spitting up blood. I don't care. I was like, man, there's... Whatever, man.
Yeah, makes no damn sense.
Darkness have to do Transformers 4.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, let's do it.
We got to do this.
That's too perfect. That is too perfect.
We've been too nice lately doing the good movies. You know, we got some bad ones now. Because, I probably might walk into this with open arms, but no, not this one.
No, I'm not.
I did that twice. And that motherfucker broke me up my heart every time, so fuck him. I don't give him no more chances or whatever. I got one more question here. People ask me about this. I got, like, actually, it's like repeat. It's saying, what do we think about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles trailer?
That's my reaction. Just,
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'm not gonna lie.
I've never been a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan.
Same
so
here.
I really don't give a fuck.
Okay, I hear a lot of people bitching at that trailer, because I saw it and just went and I was just like, it looked like the same shit to me, I'm not gonna lie. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know.
But, yeah, if you're fans of it, I can understand why you pissed off the whole Shredder being white thing and the turtles looking like Shrek.
That motherfucker wears a mask the whole goddamn thing. Who gives a shit?
No, but a big part of his character in the comics, well, from what I can gather,
uh-huh,
was him being Japanese, you know, the Japanese culture.
Yeah, obviously because of the ninja he hangs around with and shit like that. Well, the whole thing is the whole sandwiching of the turtles and their background story. I'm just like, I was talking about this with somebody today. I was like, man, the turtles back then, man, they was in the fucking sewers, got trained by a rat to fight some Japanese ninjas. I mean, so yeah, like what we're saying about the Ninja Turtles. Like, yeah, but it's fighting some Japanese ninjas, got trained by a giant-ass rat. I mean, what dude?
Yeah. Hey, just listen to what you're saying right now.
Hey, they eat pizza and they fucking they say cowabunga and shit like that. I mean, what the fuck, dude? I don't think it'll be that bad if they change that origin story just a little bit. I remember I told somebody, I was like, they sound like some white dudes or whatever, and they were just like, they wasn't white. I was just like, he was like, they sound like surfer dudes. I looked at him and said, the fuck was the surfer dudes in the 90s, huh? Damn sure wasn't no niggas and Mexicans. Go with that. And he was just like, I guess you got a point there. I was just like, hey, what the hell? Nothing deep about the Ninja Turtles. What the fuck? I'm going to get some shit about that now. You know, them fanboys, but whatever. Like, when the movie comes out, I got an open eye, so I'm just like, whatever he does, it can't be no more fucking ridiculous than what's being done already. I mean, shit. You want to get some box office talk, though?
Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Oh, man, it's number 5 film. God's Not Dead. Fuck.
Apparently he's not. Still in the... So how long has the movie been out?
2 weeks now.
Right, well, there you go.
$23 million.
He ain't dead.
$23 million is the number 5 spot 2 times in a row. How the fuck is that possible, man?
Yes, people like getting beat over the head, apparently.
I walked out of this movie, I'm not gonna lie.
I remember you saying
that. I walked out of this movie, I was pissed, dude.
All that God.
Yeah, all that God. They was trying to beat me over the head and God.
My ass would have been out there too, probably, most likely.
Oh, man, they were pretty much saying, you stupid if you don't believe in this. I was like, alright, I'm out of here. This ain't for me.
Yeah, fuck you.
Somebody told me this other day, I tweeted about this. I was like, I had a great lunch. I learned about God. Somebody in the building told me, hey, your girlfriend looked like she's in pain right here. You want to know how she can live forever, though, and cure that pain?
Oh, Jesus.
And my black ass, I was just like, I think I know where he's going to go. But I was like, what is it? What do you got, some kind of GNC pills or something? He's like, it's God. I was like, I said, oh, damn, dude. Even my girlfriend who grew up Catholic, she just looked over at me and was just like, no, this nigga did not. The fuck? He was like, see, check this out. You gonna want to hear this, brother. I said, okay, let me hear it. We already dead.
Okay.
We did. We died. Our spirits is still alive. You see what I'm saying?
They wonder why we talk so much shit about him. All right, you know what? Moving on. I don't know. It's gonna be a long rant. Bring all kinds of grossness and whatnot.
I knew that'd get you. Oh my god, that story was just, it just had me just like, it just hurt me. Oh my god, at least he didn't try to give me a pamphlet, but whatever. Number 4 film is Mr. Peabody and Sherman, brought in $9 million this weekend. It total is at $95 million over here, foreign overseas $123 million, worldwide $218 million, budget of $145 million, so.
Okay.
Worldwide, I'm pretty sure they're happy. Domestically, they might be a little pissed. I don't know how that works out for that room. I kind of wish they would have did better because I like Ty Burrell. He's kind of the perfect asshole, if you ask me.
Right.
You remember his line from Dawn of the Dead? Is everybody there dead? Well, in the sense that, you know, they dropped dead and got back up and started eating people, yeah. Number 3, though, which we were just talking about, brought in $11 million, is Muppets Most Wanted. Budget was $50 million. It's got $34 million over here, $7 million overseas, worldwide $42
million. Why is my movie not making any more money?
Yeah, you are. Maybe I should have stayed in America.
This is all that bitch's pity's fault. Just support me.
Hi, ho. Kermit the Frog here. We're reporting live from Bullshit Studios, where my motherfucking movie didn't make $1 million. Why the fuck was my movie number 1, Cody?
That mouse didn't push it enough. What the fuck is he?
Hey, you notice that mouse don't really push these Muppets movies. He said, fuck y'all, we got a Marvel movie coming up.
Got the superheroes.
Well, he got that Iron Man suit on. Blast off! Gotta go pay Warner Brothers a visit real quick. Tell him to push that date back an extra year, bitch. You know who you're fucking with? You're fucking with the yellow shoes. That's what you're fucking with. That frog come on. Man, he kicks that frog in the chest. Shut up, you. You ever notice what Kermit always look like? He got to take a shit or something like that. Like, he always got his hand over his...
He's on acid. Got his eyes.
You know, I never noticed that either. Those eyes. I didn't notice that until we did that review and I was putting the poster up and I was looking at it. I was just like, damn, has his eyes always been like that? He looks fucked up. He mean he's always got the, cause he got them puppet hands. There's always one covering the stomach. And them eyes are like cockeyed, looking all over the place and shit. And they like he's gonna ass it up and shit. He's like, hey, hold on, I gotta take a shit real quick. Maybe that's why Miss Piggy like him so much, cause he eats his shit.
Makes sense now.
Oh my god, people are probably like, please stop the Hector's probably something. Don't talk about the Muppets like that. Oh shit. The number two film brought in, god damn, this movie brought in $25 million on the second week, which is not bad. Dropped from number one and two is Divergent.
Hey, well, young adult novel movies to come.
$85 million budget. Got $97 million over here, $7 million overseas, worldwide $105 million.
Yay, franchise!
Yeah, this movie's gonna. And the thing is, it's only number two. This motherfucker gonna just drop the number three since it's only one movie. I mean, it's gonna be around for a little bit longer. So,
well, there you go, people.
Yeah, you wanted to see Divergent, or whatever. I can't wait to hear this guy's question on. Just give Muppets another week. You wait. You just wait and see. Like he said it like he had confidence too, just like, you just wait till like the third week now.
Well, I know how it's gonna go down.
You need to wait till the third week. You wait around. I was like, I don't know, man. There's some big movies coming out. You hitting April. You know, April is like the start before May again, because they know they were like, oh, we gotta get something out there.
And then
May rolls around. You know, that's like superhero galore. I mean, it's got Godzilla, X-Men, and fucking Spider-Man.
Hell yeah.
April's got Rio 2, Captain America. I can't remember what the week come out the Rio 2, but shit, I don't know about this Muppets movie, man.
As Dredd would say, judgment time.
Who would say?
Dredd.
Oh, I thought you said Drake. I was about to say, who?
Come on, boy. Don't cheat me, buddy.
I know damn well you didn't switch on me now. Hold on. Wait, what'd you just say?
Jesus Christ.
Hey, you almost broke my heart right now. I was like, man, we just did this, man. What are we talking about? Dredd, yeah, there you go. Oof, thank you, Dredd.
You really
yeah.
think I'll be able to live with myself if I said something like that?
Oh, my God. I wish Dredd was number one so we could see that sequel.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. See what's ever going to happen. That's the sequel we need.
That really is a sequel we need.
Fucking Divergent.
Carl Urban, baby. Carl Urban, man. Get him back. Get him back. Oh, you see that article about why Josh Brolin didn't do Batman?
Okay, I read multiple articles. I'm assuming that one's bullshit. I read another one where he was mad that he didn't get the part. Not mad at what the direction of the story was going in.
They all sound like they could be true.
So, I don't know which one's right, which one's wrong.
Yeah, same here. I know that the one I just brought up, that's the newest one that came out, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I'm not sure.
I remember I read the one where he didn't get the part. He was mad he didn't get the part either. I think that was the first one I read.
Yeah, that was the first one I read.
Yeah. It sounded like they all could be true personally because they all fit his character and everything. I would have loved to see Josh Brolin do that role, though, personally.
Yeah. He was my main choice for the role because I had a few names out there and I was petitioning for him to get it, but...
He's a bigger dude too, and you know that older Batman is kind of bigger. I mean, you remember the Dark Knight Returns, the animated one, right?
Yeah, that's the one he reminds me most of. Is the Dark Knight Returns.
He
Batman.
Looks just like that motherfucker almost in a way.
Yeah,
and he talks because he's got that voice too. You know, so I was just like, he probably would have fit that perfectly.
Yeah, the only thing I would have had trouble with was him pulling off Bruce Wayne. I had a hard time picturing that, but Batman, hell yeah.
As Bruce Wayne, I can't see it either, but as an older Bruce Wayne. I can probably see it.
Yeah, because he looks real old. He's only like, what, 45 or something like that?
Yeah, you see, when I was thinking of the older man, I was thinking of The Dark Knight Returns, because I thought that's what they was basing this movie off of, so I was like, he looks like that part for me, but...
Right, but...
Ben Affleck is not... He's not even that fucking old, are he? He's like a year older or younger than Christian Bale, right?
No, he's I think he's about 3 or 4 years older than Christian Bale.
Oh, wow, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I think Ben is 42.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, or is he either 42 or 43.
It's 40. It might be 43 now, if I'm not mistaken, because I forgot when this got announced.
Because Bell just turned 40, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Damn, Bell looks older than him. I'm sorry. I guess because you don't know what Bell's normal weight is and shit.
Yeah,
because
he's fucking his body up all the time.
Doctor told him, it ain't normal for you doing it. Oh, yeah? He's like Matthew McConaughey from Dallas Buyers Club when they told him he had AIDS because did he have any homosexual activity? And he looked at him and was like, the fuck you say? Call me a faggot nigger? I mean, motherfucker. That's how Bell looked at him when his doctor told him, this isn't normal for a human being to do. What the fuck you just say?
Yeah.
I'll show you. Show you how I'm the greatest actor ever to live. But number one film is Noah. Brought in 50 million. God damn, brought in 50 million.
That arc, man.
Hey, overseas brought in 51 million.
Damn.
I was a little skeptical about this movie because of the budget on it. I was like, 120. I was like, God damn, $125 million is the budget on this film? Bringing in $50 million? I was like, because you know, next week it's only going to probably bring in like 20. Because of Captain America, so, or probably shit, probably less than that if Captain America do well, because overseas they already got 100 million, so.
Yeah, I've seen the sell projections for Captain America.
Yeah, no, you ain't looking too nice. But hey, if it's doing that great overseas too, then I think it should be fine then.
I think it should be fine.
Yeah, it should be fine, but whatever, fuck Noah. Noah was boring that first half. He didn't get interested until he became crazy and start talking to an imaginary person in the sky. But oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? You hear them comments coming in. You hear that lightning striking right now. Hey, so I got another one for you. No, they came in number 7.
What's that?
Sabotage.
Arnold, man.
Might sabotage his chances of getting another box office. That brother brought in $5 million this week.
Man, well, him being in this new Terminator movie makes so much more sense now.
I told Lehu in the review, I told him, I said, I bet nobody goes see this movie, man. He's like, I don't know, they might do wine. Yeah. You don't know what beat this movie? It's a movie that's very limited release. Matter of fact, you know what? Sabotage opened up in more theaters than fucking Noah did.
Whoa.
Oh, wait, no, it didn't. Okay, never mind. It was off by a couple of hundreds or whatever. But, okay, so. But the movie that beat it, though, is the number 6 film. It was only opened up in 900 theaters. Fucking Sabotage opened up at 3,000. Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, wow.
That movie came from number 20 all the way to number 6.
Man.
That's a huge jump, dude.
That's a fucking reality check right there.
Got $70 million, too, on that. Yeah, so fuck you, Arnold. Nobody looking for you. Another film that came out, too, made number 12, which only opened up in 600 theaters, and it brought in $3 million, which was Cesar Chavez.
Okay.
Which I don't think that's that bad, because I think the budget on it was only $8 million, if I'm not mistaken, so. All
right.
Movie sucked anyway, so. Kind of pissed me off or whatever. I was looking all forward to that shit. I was like, you know what? I shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have got excited for a fucking movie. Man, yeah.
I had no idea it was even a thing until I saw your review.
Yeah. Martin was telling me he didn't even know about it. I was seeing trailers for it and shit like that. And I was interested to see it because I always like these kind of biopic movies and whatever. And oh, God, this shit was horrible.
Damn. That sucked.
Yeah, it did suck. You ready to get some Blu-ray releases now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so you want to know what Wayne's... I'll save those two for last then.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. So August, Orange County, that Meryl Streep, Julia Roberts film.
Wait, Orange County?
I said Orange County, God damn it. Yeah, the Orange County film. You never saw that, remember? California. Oh, man, that was an insult to the West Coast. Motherfuckers, every time I travel, you used to ask me, so is L.A. really like that? You do realize it's an O.C., so is L.C. like that? Not that I know of. I hope not. California. Yeah, so Osage County. Nothing you need to rush out release to buy or whatever. Performance is cool in it. But next one, Paranormal Activity, the marked one.
Oh, happy day.
I love how this movie comes out before a lot of the Oscar release ones or whatever. It don't take much to put this shit on disc. They film it on the disc when they
film it. I was gonna say that.
CJ's favorite movie that's coming out. The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. I know he's pumped for that movie. You know, I'm going to send him that. You know, I tried to get that nigga's address. He didn't give it to me, so I was like, because I was going to send him this shit. Because they sent me the screener for this shit. I was going to send it to his ass. And Wayne's favorite movie of 2013 that's coming out finally. He's been waiting on this because it's got things he loves. It's got two of his favorite actors in it. It's got his favorite sport in there, which is boxing. Grudge Match. I know he was waiting for that movie. He couldn't wait for that movie. So there you go.
Oh, man.
So there you go, CJ and Wayne. I know you guys have been looking forward to that, but only movie we got to review this weekend. Maybe The Darkness will be doing a review. Who knows? All depends on Cody's traveling schedule here, which should be fine.
Yes. I think I should be able to fit it in.
If he ain't fucked up. There you go.
Yeah, look, there is that.
But that's Captain America 2 trailer talk. Mm-hmm. Play this trailer real quick. This motherfucker better load up. Goddamn YouTube and your ads.
This community doesn't believe he exists. The ones that do call him the Winter Soldier.
Damn, she's fine.
He's a ghost. You'll never find him.
Oh, shit, that ain't ScarJo. That was a Winter Soldier. Oh, shit. I just saw hair billowing in the background.
Enemies.
Robert Redford.
Fast. Strong. Got a metal arm. Are you ready? All it takes is one step. Gonna die. Can't let that happen. Captain America needs my help. When do we start? We just did. The price of freedom's high. And it's a price I'm willing to pay.
Damn, ScarJo has to be fine. I was about to rewind it real quick just to look at her. Jesus Christ, man.
Looks like you're giving the orders now, Captain.
Damn right.
The good guys from the bad guys. If they're shooting at you, they're bad. Samuel Jackson, his black ass. My brother was under that truck. He looked like Martin, I ain't gonna lie. I was like, damn, that looked like Martin. Oh, man. Just from the trailer alone, whatever, I know they're not going to go anywhere. I just love that part with Samuel Jackson and Captain America. It looked like they almost set up like a Civil War thing or whatever. I just love that little tidbit in there. That was nicely thrown there. How about you, Cody? What do you think of that trailer?
Hey, man, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm hoping Marvel doesn't let me down like they did last year.
No, I know they let you down. Everything let you down.
No, it hit the worst from Marvel, though, man, because I expect more from them. So,
he's like, I expect better from them. When DC fuck up, it's okay. You know, the funny thing is, when DC puts out one of their best movies, they're going to be like, fuck yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I told you they could do good. They just need a little push. Like the Joker said, they just need a little push. Nah, man. Those scenes with Anthony Mackie flying around, or that was fucking, I put my hands in the air. I was like...
Yeah, man, just from the trailer, man, that shit looks badass, dude.
Yeah, the action is... If I hadn't seen a raid, I'd be like, this so far is the best action film I saw this year. I don't want to talk too much, I don't want to spoil it, but... But from the trailer, just seeing them flying around shit, even that shit looks good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you got anything else on that trailer?
No. That's all I gotta say. I'm looking forward to it.
I know you about to be seeing it in a couple of,
24 hours. Like, exactly 24 hours from now.
24 hours. I'm gonna be seeing this motherfucker a second time. So, people, that's been another edition of Movie Spoilers episode 106. Glad to have my buddy here, Cody, join me from the darkness.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure. I'm the phenomenal one, Covers.
I am Cody.
And we will catch you. Well, I'll catch you bastards next week. Maybe Cody will too. If he ain't fucked up.
Yeah, I'll see you sons of bitches when I see you.
On the darkness, baby. Later, bastards.
Later.